Parshas Emor, and we shall start from.
It was it Parshas
Emor.
Emor.
Page 684. Page 684, Perek Chaf Gimel, Pasuk Tes Vav. Usfartim lachem imachem as haShabbos. You shall count for yourselves from the day after Shabbos. Miyem aviyachem es eimer hatenufa. From the day that you have brought the Omer that is waved. Sheva Shabbos es mois tiyena. 7 complete weeks they shall be. So, after the day of Shabbos means after the day of Yontif, referring to the first day of Pesach. That day after the first day of Pesach, the second day of Pesach is the day that they brought the Karban Omer, the Omer offering. And it's from that day that you count 7 complete weeks. Ad Mimachras HaShabbos HaShvi'is, until the Machras Shabbos, until after the 7th week, Tisperu Chamishim Yoim, you shall count 70 days, 50 days, sorry. Tisru chamish v'yoyim, you shall count 50 days, and then, v'ikrat mincha chadash al Hashem, and then you shall bring a new meal offering to Hashem. So this is the mitzvah of what we refer to as Sfiras HaOmer, the counting of the Omer, the counting from the Omer. That's what I'd like to focus on tonight, and we'll be working off the Sefer HaChinuch, in the Sefer HaChinuch's explanation and discussion of this mitzvah. So the Sefer HaChinuch begins. This is Mitzvah Shinvav, Mitzvah 306. The Sefer HaChinuch was written by a Rishon. It's not clear exactly who wrote the Sefer HaChinuch. Sefer HaChinuch is, excuse me?
Like 1800 years ago?
The Sefer HaChinuch was the 1400s to the 1500s. From the late Rishonim.
Is it 306?
The author is known as Rabbi Aaron Halevi. The question is, which Rabbi Aaron Halevi is it? But he was a Rishon, and he wrote Sefer HaChinuch, which in English I think they call it the Book of Mitzvahs. And so the mitzvah is Lispar Tisha B'Arboyim Yoyim M'Yoyim Ha'Evas HaOmer, to count 49 days from the day of bringing the Omer. Shu Yoim Shisha Asar B'Nisan, the 16th day of Nisan. Shenamar, as it states, the pasuk of this week's parsha, Usfartim lochem imacharas haShabbos, you shall count for yourselves from the day after Shabbos, V'yim aviyachem es eimer hatenufa, from the day after, from the day that you bring the Omer that is waved. Now, first thing. Now, I'm not going to go through every single thing here in the Sefer HaChinuch, but we'll touch on a number of things, most of the things he has here. This counting is an obligation. We have an obligation to count the days every day. We also have an obligation to count the weeks. Because the scripture states, this week's parsha, Tisperu chamishim yoim, you shall count 50 days. The Torah also says, and here he refers to a pasuk, in Devarim, Shiva Shavuos Tispar Lach. 7 weeks you shall count for yourself. Now let's turn there. This is Devarim Tes Zayin. Let's just see the pasuk inside. Devarim Tes Zayin. Okay, page 1022.
1023?
22. 22. 1022. This is Parshas Re'eh. After talking about the mitzvah of Pesach. So this is the top of 1022. Perek Tes Zayin Pasuk Tes. Shiva Shavuos Tispar Lach. 7 days shall you count for yourself. Behochel Charmesh Ba'akama. When the sickle is first put to the standing crop, tochalis bar shiva shavuos, you shall begin counting 7 weeks. Okay. Here, doesn't even mention 50 days. Doesn't even mention the days. Mentions the weeks. And the Sefer HaChinuch says, when he talks about what's the source of counting days, that's this week's parasha. Tismaru chamishim yoyim. You shall count 50 days. What's the source for the obligation to count weeks? Parshas Rei, Shiva Shavuos Tzis Barlach, count for yourself 7 weeks. And even though in our parsha it also mentions weeks, but the obligation for weeks doesn't seem to come from here, because when it mentions 50 days, we could interpret it that the Torah is telling us a sum of weeks, but really based on the mitzvah being counting the days. The days comes out to this many weeks. But it doesn't seem from here that this is a source for obligation for the weeks.
We don't count 50 days.
49. But that's a separate discussion. It means minus what? It means up to 50 days. Ubeferish Amar Abai beGemara, the Sefer Chinuch continues. Abaye says explicitly in the Gemara in Menaches, mitzvah lamim neyayme, we have a mitzvah to count days, umitzvah lamim neyshavuei, and there's a mitzvah to count weeks. And actually, in the Gemara itself, when it talks about if the mitzvah is to count days, the Gemara cites our pasuk, tis veruch chamishim yayim, you should count 50 days. And when it says mitzvah lamim neyshavuei, it's a mitzvah to count the weeks, what pasuk does it bring there? The pasuk in Devarim that we read, shiva shavuos tis barlach, 7 weeks, you shall count for yourself. Okay, now, the Sefer HaChinuch continues. Now, we're very used to the idea of how we count the Omer. We're very used to it. When we count the Omer, we count the days, and then we count the weeks, plus how many days have gone towards the next week. That's how we do it. But that's not how all the opinions are that it should be done. V'yesh ben ha-mefarshim, there are the commentaries, shayadaitam, that their opinion was, ki kavanas ha-kosuv, the intention of the pasuk, limnois ha-shivuos, to count the weeks, dafka k'shehen shlemus, that's only when they are complete. Avolahasker b'chol yoim, but to mention every day, v'loimaran to say, shen kach v'kach yomim, v'kach v'kach shivuos, to have to say every day, it's so many days and so many weeks, that you don't need. Meaning, the mitzvah of counting weeks is only when you complete a week. When you complete a week, you count a week. When you don't complete a week, you don't count a week. Okay, v'yesh mehem sha'amru, then you have those that say, ki aderech ha-nivchar lahasker minyan ha-shavuos im ha-yamim tamid b'chol yayim. No, there are those that say the best way is to mention the number of weeks together with the days every day. And one who's God-fearing should choose their path, their way, to get yourself out of any kind of doubt. At the end of the day, if you go ahead and you count days and weeks every day, you can't go wrong. Right? You'll get the days, you'll get the weeks, and you can't go wrong. And he shouldn't be concerned about how well the words go. And says the Sefer HaChinuch, this is the custom today in all places that we've heard of. Okay? So what the Sefer HaChinuch has done here is, he has mentioned an argument about how do we count weeks? Do we count weeks every day together with the days? Or do we count weeks only when we complete a week? Okay? I believe there's a third opinion that says actually that once you hit a week, you don't even have to say all the days. You could say a week plus the days, and that's enough. When you hit, once after a week, day 10, Shavua Echad Shloisha Yamin. You don't have to go through the whole numbers thing. That's the third opinion. Now, okay. Now we gotta read a little bit further. Because the Rambam, he quotes a Rambam that gets into a very interesting, this Rambam is also a Machlokes, and it acts as a connection to what he said before. Okay, but the first thing, what the Sefer HaChinuch so far has told us is, the mitzvah to count days, the mitzvah to count weeks. Some hold you only count weeks at a completion of a week. And there are those who say that you count the weeks together with the days every single day. And he says, that's what he feels is the way to go. And he says, that's what he's heard is the common custom. The custom of Rambam Zechreinu Levracha. The Rambam wrote, Vayata Eischa Amr Zechreinu Levracha. Don't allow that which the Gemara says to trick you or to make you make a mistake. When the Gemara says a mitzvah l'mim neyayme, a mitzvah l'mim neyshuei, when the Gemara says it's a mitzvah to count days and a mitzvah to count weeks, don't make a mistake for tachshav and think shehein shtei mitzvahs, that they are two separate mitzvahs. She'ein ha'kavana b'zeh loymar she'a mitzvah b'fnei atzma. The intent of the Gemara is not to say that each thing is a mitzvah on its own. Avuhu chevek mechalke ha'mitzvah. But rather, it's two parts to one mitzvah. The mitzvah of counting Sphira has two parts to it. Days and weeks. Now the Rambam starts making his argument as to why he feels it's one mitzvah, two parts, not two separate mitzvahs. If it would have been true that you have two separate mitzvahs here, ilu amru minyan hayamim mitzvah u minyan hashavuos mitzvah. If they would have said, again, the wording is mitzvah, I can say it in English, mitzvah to count days, mitzvah to count weeks. The Rambam says, if it would have been two separate mitzvahs, they would have said, counting days is a mitzvah, counting weeks is a mitzvah. He considers that different. It's clear to anyone that when you say someone, you got to do this and this, that is not, doesn't mean that each thing is a separate commandment. Meaning if I tell you, you have to do A and B, does that, is the connotation of that, that A and B are two separate commandments? No, not necessarily. So therefore, the Rambam says, the wording of the Gemara is, mitzvah to count days, mitzvah to count weeks. He hears that as the same thing of saying, you gotta do days and you gotta do weeks. If you really want to say that it's two separate mitzvahs, then you would say, counting days is a mitzvah, counting weeks is a mitzvah. That's how you would have said it. And therefore, that wording to him has a connotation that it's not two separate mitzvahs, it's just two things you have to do as part of one mitzvah. Then he says another proof. V'haraya mevu eres al zeh, and a clear proof for this, heyoseinu meinin hashavuos k'may kein kolayla. The fact that we count weeks every night, but amaynu shein kach v'kach shavuos v'kach v'kach yamim, when we say it's this many weeks and this many days, interesting how he says the weeks before the days, but he says it's this many weeks and this many days, which is what, since that's the Rambam says we do. Every day we say weeks and days. V'ilu hayu hashavuos mitzvah b'fnei atzma, if weeks would have been a separate mitzvah, loisidru minyana el b'leda shavuos bovad, then the count would only have been done on the night of the weeks alone. As he seems to be saying. Loisidru minyana, they would not have arranged its counting only on the nights of the weeks alone. If you have two separate mitzvahs, a mitzvah to count day and a mitzvah to days and a mitzvah to count weeks, says the Rambam, it may only make sense to do that when you get weeks. Why should you mention weeks every single day? Then he says, v'hayu lehem shtei brachas. And you should actually have two separate brachas for each one. Asher kedushanu b'mitzvayis ha-betzibanu al-sfira simei ha-oimer. What a bracha should have been on counting the days. V'al-sfira shavua ha-oimer. There should be another week for another bracha on counting the weeks, on the weeks of the yomer. V'ena davar kein, and it's not that way. Aval ha-mitzvah hi sfira sa-oimer. But rather, the mitzvah of counting the omer is yamav ushvu ha-oisav. G'maisha kasavnu. It's days and weeks together. They are two parts of one mitzvah. So here the Sefer Chinuch tells us that the Rambam makes a very strong point of mentioning in the Sefer HaMitzvahs, that's where he's quoting from, that although we have the mitzvah of Sfiras HaOmer is to count days and to count weeks, these are not two separate mitzvahs. They're two parts of one mitzvah. One proof is, he bases it on the wording of the Gemara, and then a second proof is that if it would have been two separate mitzvahs, then the counting should have been done for weeks at the end of each week, and you should have had two brachas. One bracha for the days, one bracha for the weeks. That's the Rambam's argument, to say that it's two parts of one mitzvah, not two mitzvahs. What is interesting is, whenever the Torah gave us the mitzvah. After we brought the Omer. After the first time bringing the Omer. Yeah. Now, I have a sefer called Hagyoni Halacha. The Hagyoni Halacha cites the Rambam, but then he cites the opinion that argues on the Rambam, and that is the opinion of Rabbeinu Yerucham. Rabbeinu Yerucham was a Rishon. He was known as Rabbeinu Yerucham. And he argues on the Rambam, and he says that they are two separate mitzvahs. You have a mitzvah to count days. You have a mitzvah to count weeks. What does Rabbeinu Yerucham do with the Rambam's question? Well, if so, why don't we have two separate brachas? Says Rabbeinu Yerucham, guess what? When we had the Beis HaMikdash, and we were bringing a carbon omer, and we had a mitzvah to count days and weeks from the Torah, that is, we actually, in those days, we did make two brachas. Because he's saying that's what it was. Mm-hmm. In fact, we're not doing it. He has to explain we're not doing it now. Right. That's what he really has to explain. But right now, he's saying that the reason you ask, what happened, why are there two brachas? Says Rabbeinu Yerucham, when we had the Beis HaMikdash, removing the carbon omer, and the counting of the spirit was connected to the carbon omer, then we did have two brachas. And he actually compares it to tefillin. Tefillin shel yad, tefillin shel roish, two separate brachas, which he's assuming each one is a separate mitzvah. That's a discussion on its own, okay? Avo bezman hazeh, but nowadays, that we don't have a carbon omer, writes Rabbeinu Yerucham, the mitzvah's changed. The mitzvah has changed, and the mitzvah has actually taken on a very different form than it had before. Why is that? And what's the form? Says Rabbeinu Yerucham, half the mitzvah is now a Torah obligation, half of it is a rabbinic obligation. Now, a little background, which the Sefer HaChinuch says at the end, you know, we have a mitzvah to count the Omer. The Torah tells us to count the Omer. It's clearly a Torah obligation. But there's discussion amongst the Rishonim as to whether nowadays it's a Torah obligation. Because without bringing, the Torah tells us to count from the bringing of the Omer. Is that a connection? Is that an inherent connection? Does that say that you count, the counting depends on bringing the Omer? Or is it only basically when? The Torah tells us, that's how the Torah is telling us when to count. But is it connected or not? So you've got the Rambam that says not connected whatsoever. Nowadays it's a mitzvah d'oraisa that accounts for a so'imer the same way it was when we had the Beis HaMikdash. Others say, nope, it's completely midrabbanan. Completely midrabbanan nowadays. Rabbeinu Yerucham, as we're about to hear right now, says something in the middle. He's going to say, half the mitzvah is a d'oraisa, half the mitzvah is a d'rabbanan. Okay, which one is which? Which one is the Raisa? Which one is the Rabbanan? Says Rabbeinu Yerucham, counting the days is the Raisa, counting weeks is the Rabbanan. Meaning, what changes? Yes, the mitzvah of Sfira Sa'imer is dependent on bringing the Omer. But actually, it's only half of the, only part, oh, I shouldn't say part, there's only one part of the mitzvah, even though it's two mitzvahs according to him. Right? Before, Rabbeinu Yerucham says, essentially it's two mitzvahs. Once, it's two mitzvahs when we are bringing the carbon omer. But we don't have a carbon omer, actually, the only Torah mitzvah we have is counting days. Counting weeks is not a Torah obligation anymore. And the basis that he says for this, let's look back in the Chumash, page 684. Let's look at the Pasuk Tesvav. Usfat lechem imachras ha-Shabbos. You shall count for yourselves after the Yontif from the day that you bring the Omer, Sheva, Shabbosais, Tmimois, Tiyana, 7 complete weeks. Avirochas, HaShabbos, HaShvis, until after the 7th week, Tisperu, Chamishim, Yoim, you shall count 70 days. Which mitzvah, which part of Sfiras Omer does the Torah have next to the bringing of the Omer? It has the weeks, not the days. If we look back in Parashas Re'eh, where again the Torah mentions the mitzvah and only mentions the week, which is on page 1022, there again, this is Pasuk Tes, top of the page. Shiva Shavuos Tisfar Lach, you shall count 7 weeks for yourself, Mehochel Charmesh Bakama, from when the sickle starts cutting the standing crop, Tocha Lisbar, you shall begin to count, Shiva Shavuos 7 weeks. Again, only weeks mentioned here connected. Well, only here is weeks mentioned connected to the Omer bringing. That's what it means when the sickle first cuts the standing crop. That's the cutting of the Omer. So says Rabbeinu Yerucham that when the Torah always put the weeks together with the Omer, but not the days. So therefore, says Rabbi Yeruchim, the mitzvah of counting weeks, which is a separate mitzvah separate from the counting of the days, the mitzvah of counting the weeks, that's connected to the bringing of the Omer. And if there's no more bringing of the Omer, there is no more mitzvah of counting the weeks, min ha-Torah. And then it becomes a derabbanan, then it becomes a rabbinic mitzvah. A rabbinic mitzvah that the Gemara says is zecher l'mikdash, to remember what we did in the times of the Beis HaMikdash. And Rabbi Yeruchim argues that something that the sages instituted zecher l'mikdash to remember the Beis HaMikdash, there's no bracha on. Even though we know there are brachas on mitzvahs derabbanan, right? Lots of mitzvahs derabbanan have a bracha. But if the nature of the mitzvah derabbanan is zecher l'mikdash, it falls under that category of remembering what we had the times of the Beis HaMikdash, that says Rabbi Yeruchim, that kind of mitzvah derabbanan does not have a bracha. Therefore, nowadays, you know why there's only one bracha? Because there's only one mitzvah daraisa. And therefore, we make a bracha, we don't mention days, weeks, we just mentioned Omer mitzvah, because that's the only mitzvah, there's only one mitzvah now of the Omer that needs a bracha. But we still have a rabbinic mitzvah, we still have a mitzvah of the Rabbanan to count days, but there's no bracha for that. Because it's Zecher l'Mikdash. So, according to Rabbeinu Yeruchim, essentially, you have two mitzvahs. Rabbeinu Yeruchim and the Rambam are arguing, they have an argument, about in the times of the Beis HaMikdash, was there one mitzvah or were there two mitzvahs? The Rambam says counting Sfira is one mitzvah. The one mitzvah consists of two parts, counting days and counting weeks. Rabbeinu Yeruchim says, no, it's two separate mitzvahs. And when it came to brachas, the Rambam said, there's only been one bracha. And if there's only been one bracha, it can't be there's two separate mitzvahs, because then there should be two brachas. So Rabbeinu Yeruchim, you're right. There were two brachas. In the times of the Beis HaMikdash, there were two brachas. Why are there two brachas now? Because now that we don't have the Omer, the only mitzvah of the Torah of counting Sfira that we have is counting days, it gets a bracha, counting weeks, which is now midrabanan, it's there for the mikdash, for the Beis HaMikdash, that doesn't have a bracha.
How can you count, how could it be two mitzvahs in the temple? Because the first 6 days, you can't count.
But you don't have a week, you don't count.
So,
and according to Rabbeinu Yeruchim, yeah. Right? According to Rabbeinu Yeruchim, it would seem, seven, again, as the Rambam said, that according to Rabbeinu Yeruchim, it's only going to count weeks per week.
So 7 times.
Right. That's what it would seem. At least the way the Rambam set it up.
Really? How do you know they counted two brachas?
Rabbeinu Yeruchim says it was.
Is it listed in the Gemara or not listening?
Nope. He argues to say that's the way it was.
And when did he live again?
But Yeruchim, it was a Rishon. I don't know what 10 years, 1400s, 1500s.
And that's the way it would be again?
When? Eventually?
Yeah.
Could it be Yeruchim, when the basements are rebuilt and we bring a carbon Omer, we're going to go back to do brachas. They're both Rishon. They're both.
They also do the same thing?
Excuse me?
Rashi or Rambam said the same thing?
Rashi, I don't know, but Rashi has a comment about this. The
Rambam's before 1400.
It doesn't matter. They're both Rishonim. I don't know exactly where Rabbeinu Yeruchim was, but they're both Rishonim, and they can argue.
But nobody else.
I don't know all the shittas. I mean, again, the Rishonim talk about this a lot, and as I mentioned to you now, I don't know if I mentioned this before, I think I did. There is a third opinion that says everything is midrabanan nowadays. The Rambam says everything, days and weeks, everything is deraisa still nowadays. Rabbeinu Yeruchim says nowadays, days are deraisa, weeks are midrabanan, and the other opinions that say everything's midrabanan. So we've got a number of opinions here, but we're now focusing on the Rambam and the Rabbeinu Yeruchim. Now, the Hagen Halacha brings down that a very interesting custom, that some want to, explain according to the opinions that we've been discussing right now, at least according to one opinion. He brings down that there are Sephardim, Yeah.
Can you count backwards?
There are Sephardim that when they count Sfira, the way they count is like this. So for instance, let's say it's day 10. So we say, Hayom Asari Yamim, today is 10 days, Shehem Shavua Echad, 1 week, Shleish Yamim, 3 days, the Oimer, La Oimer, whichever one you say. There are those who count like this. Hayom Asara Yamim, Ba'omer. Today is 10 days of the Omer. Shehem Shavua Echad Shleisha Yomim. They are 1 week and 3 days. The word Omer is put in the middle. Not at the end of the sentence, in the middle. Hayom Asara Yomim Ba'Omer. Today is 10 days of the Omer, which is 1 week and 3 days. But they put the word Omer in the middle, not at the end. So there are those who explain that the basis for this custom is Rabbeinu Yerucham's opinion. According to Rabbeinu Yerucham, that there's a difference between days and weeks. So they put the word Omer in the middle to basically either point out that we've got a difference here, or being that, you know, the way you should be counting is to say today is such and such of the Omer. Well, if the days are the Torah obligation and the weeks are only rabbinic, so you shouldn't interrupt your sentence, your full counting with the rabbinic obligation. Say the Torah obligation in full and then mention, then do the rabbinic obligation. So basically, he brings down for Tzvi Pesach Frank, Zatzal, who was the Rebbe Yerushalayim, that he wants to explain this custom based on this. This custom is based on their opinion. Excuse me?
This is Sephardic?
He was not Sephardic.
No,
the Minig is a Sephardic Minig, yeah. Yeah, this is Sephardic. Can't tell if it's all Sephardic that way, but it seems to be a Sephardic Minig to do that. And he wants to say that the basis for the Sephardic Minion is Rabbeinu Yerucham. Author of Megene Halacha, he's asking the question that this is an interesting explanation, but the problem is that the Taimanim, the Yemenite Jews, also do it this way. And the Yemenite Jews always follow the Rambam. And according to the Rambam, there's no reason to do this. Right? This reasoning wouldn't make sense according to the Rambam. According to the Rambam, days and weeks, it's all part of the same mitzvah. They're all daraisa. Why would you interject the word Omer in the middle? So he says, you know, the fact that there is such a Yemenite custom, this explanation isn't going to work too well because I guess the Taimanim, the Yemenite Jews, for sure only follow the Rambam. They wouldn't be deviating from the Rambam. That's what he seems to be bothered by. Okay. But basically, then the next thing again Halacha touches on is the idea that, that this whole question that we had before about when do you count weeks? You only count weeks when you complete weeks. Or do you count weeks every single day? Would be dependent on this argument. Do we have here two mitzvahs? Do we have one mitzvah? If we have two mitzvahs, makes sense to count. Why would you count the weeks every day? It's a separate mitzvah to count weeks. So count weeks when you have weeks. Hey, maybe you could argue on that, but it's a logical explanation. If you learn it's two parts of one mitzvah, right, then why wouldn't you count weeks every day? It always goes together. Weeks and days go together. And so the argument would be then to say that if they go together, they should always go together. Why split them up? And the truth is, the Rambam himself that we read before when he was proving his point about whether it's two mitzvahs or one, he made that same argument. So this question about whether to count the weeks only when the weeks are completed or not could be dependent on this opinion as to whether we have here one mitzvah or two mitzvahs. Okay, let's go back to the Sefer HaChinuch. Now the Sefer HaChinuch, this is a very famous part of the Sefer HaChinuch, when he gets into the Sheirish HaMitzvah. Sheirish HaMitzvah, the root of the mitzvah. The root of a mitzvah in the Sefer HaChinuch always means basically the reason, the meaning behind the mitzvah. Not the only reason or meaning, but a reason or meaning behind a mitzvah. So the Sefer HaChinuch explains if you should call Ikren Shal Yisrael in the Elah HaTorah. The main purpose of the Jewish people is the Torah. Ripnei HaTorah Nivru Shemayim of Eretz V'Yisrael. And we know it's because of the Torah that is why heaven, earth, and the Jewish people were created. And the main reason and purpose of being redeemed from Egypt was is in order that they should receive the Torah on Sinai and fulfill it. Based on a pasuk. And therefore, if they came, and therefore, kihi kolikrin shal Yisrael bavura nigalu, volu chal agdula sha'alu eleha, being that's the main purpose of the Jewish people, for that they were redeemed, that's why they were brought up to the levels that they were brought up to. Nitzavinu limnois mimachres yomtov shel Pesach ayom nesinas haTorah. We have a mitzvah to count from the day after the yomtov of Pesach, what we refer to as the first day of Pesach. In Eretz Yisrael, it's the yomtov, it's the first yomtov of Pesach. Ad Yom Etzina Satara, we count from there until the giving of the Torah. Laharis benafshenu, to show in ourselves. Hachepetz HaGadol, the great desire. Eba Yom HaNichpad VaNichsaf, to this honor day and the day that we yearn for. Ke'eved Yishavtzeil, that's a pasuk, like a servant, a slave that yearns for shade. That's a pasuk, and it's an expression about a servant who's yearning for shade. Shade is a metaphor for freedom. You know, the sun is a metaphor that the gaze of the master is always beating down upon him, and he yearns for the time that he can get out of the sun, he can get into the shade, he can go to freedom. This servant, this slave, is counting constantly, when will that time that he yearns for so much to go to freedom come? Ki haminyan mare la'adam, counting shows, he called Yisha v'chal chavtzai la'giyah la'zmanahu. His entire salvation and his entire desire is to reach that point of time. V'zeru she'anu manim la'omer, and this is why we count from the Omer. Kalomer, meaning, kach v'kach yam avrim en'azman. So many days have passed from the count. And that is showing our desire. Why do we count the Omer? Because when you want to get to a certain point of time, you count to it. Counting the days till you get to something shows how much you yearn to get to that point of time. We count the days to coming to Shavuos, to the day of receiving the Torah, to show our yearning and our desire to receive the Torah. That's what we were redeemed from Egypt for. That is our purpose of creation. Now, he asks the question, if this is so, then the Im Tishal, if you'll ask, Im Kei Lama Anu Maschilin Oisei Mimachres HaShavuos HaMiyamarishin, why do we start this count if we're making this connection and we're saying that we're counting to the time, to the receiving of the Torah, and we left Egypt for that purpose? Why are we counting from the day after the first day of Pesach? Why not start counting on the first day of Pesach itself? If the purpose of leaving Egypt was to receive the Torah, then why not start counting, and that's what we are showing our yearning for, then why not count from the first day?
Well, you can't yearn for it until you have a day, I guess.
No, so count from day one. Day one is Pesach, right? Just like people do at the second Seder. They count the Sfira. Wait a minute. That's the answer. But the question, let's first get the question. The question is, why not count from the first day? You know, at the end of the first Seder, you count Sfira like people do by the second Seder. Why not do it by the first Sfira? The answer is, Atshuva ki hayoyim harisha nisyachei kulay laskaras hanes hagadol yitzias Mitzrayim. The first day is designated completely to remember the great miracle of the Exodus from Egypt. The Yitzias Mitzrayim was the sign and the wonder of how the world was created from nothing and how Hashem provides for all people. You don't mix up other things in that. You stay totally focused on that. On the day that we recall Yitzias Mitzrayim, we stay completely focused on Yitzias Mitzrayim, and therefore we want to start counting Sfira, we start from the second. But then he asks another question. All right, fine. Now I know why you're not counting from the first day of Pesach. Count from the second day of Pesach. So, but basically, why are you counting from the Omer? What's the Omer got to do with anything? What is the Omer got to do with anything? The Omer is a carbon you bring on Pesach. Very fine. See, it has seemingly no connection to the giving of the Torah. So why are we counting from the Omer? Let's count from the second day of Pesach. Why not? The Ein Lomer Hayem Kach V'Kach Yom L'Mashen Yishol Pesach says the Chinuch. No, we're not going to say today is so many days from the second day of Pesach. Shuliyah Cheshbon Roy Lomer L'Yom Sheni. It's not appropriate to count to the second day. My understanding of this is it gets very complicated to say that today is the 10th day from the second day of Pesach. Today is the 30th day from the second day of Pesach. It gets a little, it's like too many numbers flying around. Therefore, Al-Kain, Huzkan Limnais Hamim Mashanasabai. Therefore, what do you count from? Something that took place on the second day. Vuhu Karban Ha'omer, which was the Omer offering. Shu Karban Nichbad, which is a very important carbon. Shabai Zecher Shanu Maminim. This shows that we believe, Keshem Baruch Hu Bashkachasai Abnei Adam, that God in His watchfulness over over mankind. Reitzel l'achayesem, wants to keep them alive. U'mechadish lehem b'chol shana v'shana, and every year he gives them a new zeret tvuyas l'chayesvay, grain and crops to live by. That's the purpose of the Omer Karbon. The purpose of the Omer Karbon is to show that we know that Hashem provides us with our food, and therefore the first ripe crops we give a karbon to him. So the Omer, according to the Chinuch, is just a good point to count from. We need to count from the second day, not from the first day. And we need something that happened on the second day to count from. What and therefore, and what happened the second day? The Omer. So basically it works out. It's convenient to count from that because it would be cumbersome to go counting from the second day. It's easier to count from an event, from something. Okay. Therefore, that's the Sefer HaChinuch. Sefer HaChinuch tells us that the shirish of the mitzvah, the meaning of the mitzvah of Sfira, is when you yearn to get to a certain point of time, you count the days to get there. So we count the days leading up to the giving of the Torah to show how much we yearn for that day and for the receiving of the Torah.
And why not count backwards?
That he has a discussion about.
Right, that's the whole...
He has a discussion about that. And I didn't want to get into it because, to be honest with you, I don't really understand his answer, his explanation. I don't really get it. I've tried dealing with it. I've tried teaching it. I don't get it, but he addresses it. Okay. Now I want to share with you a similar comment from the commentary of the Ran, Rabbeinu Nissim, one of the Rishon, and his commentary on in Masechta Pesachim, and he says like this when he's discussing Svira. So he writes like this. So he writes. Nowadays, that there's no bringing of the Omer and there's no sacrifice brought. It's just a mitzvah de Rabbanan to remember what we did in the times of the Beis HaMikdash. And in Haggadah, it means in the Medrash, they also say, when Moshe said to them, you shall worship God on this mountain. Now, those words, you shall worship Hashem on this mountain, that is what Hashem said to Moshe at the burning bush. When Hashem spoke to Moshe at the burning bush, he told him, something like that. This is the sign that I have sent you. When you take out this nation, you shall worship God on this mountain. Meaning when you leave Mitzrayim, you're going to receive the Torah. So the Medrash seems to say that Moshe told the Jewish people this. He told them, Tavanes Kamar Azeh. Now that you've gotten out of Egypt, you're going to go worship God and receive the Torah on Har Sinai. Amar lo Yisrael, Moshe Rabbeinu. So the Jewish people said, Moshe, Imotzei Avodazu. What's it going to happen? Amar lahem, l'seif chamishim yayim. Got to wait 50 days. At the end of 50 days. You got to wait 49 days to get on the 50th day. And each one counted the days to themselves. This measure sounds like they initiated their own counting. They were so excited, they wanted to get the receiving of the Torah, that on their own, they were counting themselves the days. Says the Medrash, and it's from here, based on this, that the Chachamim established the counting of the Omer. Kloimar, meaning, Bizman hazeh shein onu mevi'in karbon v'loy omer. Nowadays that we don't bring the omer offering or the carbon that goes with it, we count 50 days to the point of rejoicing of the Torah. K'moy shemono Yisrael v'oseizman, like the Jewish people did in that time. His point of bringing down this medrash is that from the wording of the medrash, it's pretty clear it's the Rabbanan, because it says, why did the Rabbanan establish counting Sfira? Because just as the Jewish people did when they were counting to get to the 50, get to the day of giving of receiving of the Torah, they counted each day of getting. They counted each day, and the Rebbe Chachamim say that's what we did. Now we know that number one, there's a mitzvah in the Torah to do it. So what does the Medrash mean? The Chachamim established. So he means to say nowadays that we don't have the carbon anymore. And the Chachamim said that we should count Sfira. We are counting Sfira, nothing about the Omer, because there is no Omer, but it's about counting to getting to the day of receiving of the Torah. Then he says, "V'zevadai medrashu." This is for sure a midrashic interpretation. The ikra de milsa zeicher lemikdash kadamar ameimar. The real reason that the chachamim said to do it is, as the Gemara Menachah says, it's zeicher lemikdash to remember the Beis Hamikdash. But there's another added reason the Midrash says that the Chachamim, I guess, had in mind also when they were establishing that Midrabban we should do it. They also had a reasoning that we should be emulating what they did. The Jewish people counted the days for them to receive the Torah, and that's where we should be doing the same thing. So it's interesting how the Ran is bringing a Midrash in the sense that the Sefer Chinuch says that the meaning behind counting, the meaning behind the mitzvah of counting Sfira is to show our yearning to receiving of the Torah. And this medrash that the Ran brings down says that even before there was a mitzvah, that's what the Jewish people did. And based on that, the Rabbanan said that even when we don't have a Karban Omer, we should be counting the 50 days, the same period of time, because we too are counting to get to the giving of the Torah, just as the Jewish people did during that period, during that time. Now, there is an Arach Chaim in this week's parsha. The Arach Chaim in this week's parsha is commenting on the words "Usfartem lochem imocharas haShabbos." You shall count lochem. You shall count for yourselves from the day after Shabbos. What does it mean, count lochem, count for yourselves? What does the word for yourselves mean? Says the Arach Chaim, for yourselves means like this. Really, there is a question. How come the Jewish people had to wait 7 weeks, 49 days, to receive the Torah? Why could they not receive the Torah right away? Why do they have to wait 49 days? Says the Arach Chaim, and this is based on the Zohar, it's because the same way a woman, again, has to, basically, she has to, she becomes tar to her husband after a week, or in certain circumstances, after 7 clean days. The number 7 is an amount of days that allows a woman to become purified for her husband, so that she could become one with her husband. So too, the Jewish people, they were spiritually impure from the idol worship of Egypt, and they also have to go through a process of purification before they could receive the Torah, before they could become one with Hashem. We do know that the giving of the Torah is compared to a chuppah, it's compared to a wedding. And therefore, the same way a woman needs 7 days to become pure for her husband, the Jewish people needed to be purified also within the number 7. Now, it wasn't 7 days, it's 7 weeks. It's 7 weeks, number one, because he says, well, this kind of tumah that we're talking about could have been a much more severe form of tumah. And he says, another thing is, you know, this is one woman, this is an entire nation.
In 7 years.
So basically, it needs seven weeks to go through that same process. But it's this number of 7 that we find is a number for purification. And therefore, the Jewish people were not able to receive the Torah immediately, but they had to go through the process of purification. And the process of purification, we find by a woman, is 7 days, the number 7, and for the Jewish people, it was 7 weeks. Okay. The last thing...
It's just 6 years, right?
Excuse me? Yeah. 6 years. Yeah.
I had to learn the power of the old.
Okay. The last thing that I just want to mention here, that the Sefer Chinuch mentions is, U'mitzvah namuvchar limnois me'umad. The proper way to count Sfira is to do it standing. U'mevarech ha'shei k'deshanu, you make the brach ha'shei k'deshanu. U'mish shamanu b'loi bracha yatza. If for some reason you count without a bracha, you still have fulfilled your obligation. Ve'ein ha'rashoi lachsav limnois be'bracha. You're not allowed to count again with a bracha. You did the mitzvah already. You can't decide, oh, I forgot to do the bracha, I'll now do it again with a bracha. You can't do that. V'noi heges mitzvah Sfira sa'ima midaraisa. And the mitzvah of counting the Omer is relevant, applies min ha-Torah b'chol makom, everywhere, bischarim, by males. Sfira is a positive commandment, the mitzvah say shazman grama. It's a positive commandment that's dependent on a specific time. Women are exempt from that. It's interesting to note that the Magen Avraham said in his days, women accepted upon themselves an obligation to count. Clearly, that practice was suspended because we just know that for many years women were not counting Svira. Now a lot of women do, but it's interesting that it seems like this kind of, you know, time period back and forth. Like we know Shofar, for instance, right? For years, for generations, women have always, to some degree, accepted upon themselves the mitzvah of Shofar. Okay, that's Shofar. According to Magen Avraham, he says the same thing counts for Svira, but it's clear that was not accepted by everyone. So it's hard to say that Svira is that same kind of obligation for women like Shofar is. Bizman Abai Sheish HaMomer. During the times of the Beis HaMikdash, when there is an Omer, then you have a mitzvah. Umidrabanan b'chol makim. Midrabanan, it's everywhere. V'afil ayem, even today, shenemar karben ben hasein, but because of our sins, there is no Omer karben. It's interesting to note that not all versions or copies of the Sefer Chinuch have this last paragraph the same. I have a copy of the Sefer Chinuch that only mentions the first part of the mitzvah of Sfiras HaOmer being Daraisa. Nothing more mentioned. Which would work very well because the Chinuch typically follows the Rambam. And according to the Rambam, nowadays it's still Midaraisa. But then there's another Sefer HaChinuch in the Sefer Minchas Chinuch, which was a commentary of the Sefer Chinuch. So like the older copy that I have, older, but I don't have one of the newer ones, has this words, but there's like things missing. It's like this, it's not complete. It starts off, mitzvah amed midaraisa, b'chamakam b'scharim, v'afilu ayoyim, she'en l'kaymer karbav v'naseinu. And even today that there's no umr being offered. I don't remember the exact wording, but there's a problem in the wording, and the Mincha Chinuch says the wording has to be, you have to add that he means that nowadays it's midrabanan. And he mentions that it's kind of odd because it means he's not following the Rambam, but because of the wording, the way he had the version, you gotta add some words to fix it up, and it only makes sense to fix it up, say midrabanan. And in this copy, in this version that I have here, it says it straight out. That mitzvah omer is midaraisa, bizman abayis, and midrabanan, even today, without a carbon, because of our sins, we still have it midrabanan.
You said that when you yearn to desire to get to a point in time, right, you count the days. I remember when I went to high school, we used to count how many days to add to the age.
The thing is that nowadays everybody has countdowns. You don't count how many days have